It's Tuesday, November 17th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. CompTIA's IT Industry Outlook 2021. How many smart cities will there be by 2025? And why do we care about a smart monitor? This is the Business of Tech. CompTIA has released their IT Trends Outlook Report for 2021. Let's review the list. First, there is no normal. The concept of an established pattern will be more exclusive for businesses, forcing them to juggle a multitude of options from employee locations to supply chain components to customer demands. Second, cloud is king. Organizations will adopt a cloud-first mentality when it comes to building or upgrading IT infrastructure. Next, channel firms respond to customer changes. The need for flexibility by channel firms has never been greater as customers work their way through uncertain times. Fourth, channel dynamics become more balanced. Vendor-partner relationships become a marriage of equals, with cloud computing as the primary matchmaker. Next up, emerging technologies find their place inside business solutions. Organizations will direct their energy into building solutions on top of the platforms they've built on cloud and mobile options. Sixth, zero trust shapes cybersecurity initiatives. Verify everything becomes the new paradigm that guides cybersecurity practices. Seventh, managed services providers build deeper cybersecurity expertise. More MSPs redefine their businesses almost exclusively around security, adding advanced services. Next up, the tech industry prepares for regulation. The impact is likely to be felt by everyone, from the largest industry titans to the smallest channel firms. The ninth trend, business conversations drive business skills for tech professionals. No longer regulated to the help desk, IT pros' need for professional skills is accentuated and often required. And finally, companies set public goals for diversity. It's time for companies to move beyond awareness to accountability with deliverables that are public and certifiable. Why do we care? So much here, especially for data and projection nerds like me. This isn't surprising, and it's quite validating. Listeners will know I've been highlighting zero trust, regulation, and diversity as key issues, and CompTIA's analysts agree. Your 2021 plan needs to address these trends. Bit of data on smart cities. Frost & Sullivan is projecting a significant increase in spending for smart cities, from $96 billion in 2019 to $327 billion by 2025. The company indicates that the uncertainty of post-pandemic will compel cities to focus on developing collaborative, data-driven infrastructure for use in healthcare, public security services, and more. The opportunities will be across analytics, data dashboards, and digital city services. The analyst also expects at least 26 smart cities to be established by then, although there is no definition of a smart city. The firm defines it as active and verifiable pursuits in at least 5 of 8 areas. Smart governance and education, smart healthcare, smart buildings, smart mobility, smart infrastructure, smart technology, smart energy, and smart citizens. 16 of those cities will be in North America and Europe, and the frontrunners are Amsterdam, Seoul, Singapore, and Copenhagen. Why do we care? In the weekend editorial, I highlighted how much of politics is local. So is this initiative. This is happening at a city level, and that is a local government. There's opportunity for savvy services providers here. There's two threads to focus on. First, this needs connectivity, and while I do expect cities to have it, this opportunity will not expand further unless there's investment in broadband infrastructure. You want that to happen to build the platform. Second, you care because not just the opportunity to build the smart cities, but the data that will be created to be leveraged beyond that. It's a platform for innovation, and it will drive a number of industries. I don't normally highlight products. This one caught my eye for a specific reason. Samsung is releasing the Smart Monitor, which adds over-the-top media services such as Netflix, mobile connectivity, and remote PC capabilities to monitors. The device also allows the addition of a mouse and keyboard via Bluetooth to connect to Office 365. So why do we care? This seems so obvious. We have screens that are dumb when so many others are smart. Here's a big picture idea. If you could use any screen as a computing device and link your own pocket computer, say a smartphone, in any location, really does drive us to ubiquitous computing and opens up a lot of possibilities. The fact that no one has made monitors smart before is a bit glaring. It seems rather obvious now. And the best ideas are those that seem obvious.
BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/mspradio.
Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.